the world,
Palestinians,
Russia,
Iran,
China,
Israel, Hamas war,
affects us at home,
higher tariffs,
illegal aliens, sex offenders,
buying up U.S. farmland.
Get news every half hour.
Breaking news at once.
The sky gets it right.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, U.S. Embassy in Kyiv closed up, locked down, as well as other embassies and basically the city of Kyiv under warning that Putin could be retaliating in a big way. And the folks are trying to prepare for this possible event, which, of course, is very, very frightening. Any escalation is not good, as I think we can agree on that. Also, let me give you the code word for Rock the Country tickets. Yeah, Rock the Country back. It's going to be huge again. And this is Rock the Country, a festival for we the people. It's going to be at Florida Horse Park in Ocala, May 9th and 10th. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, Joe DiMessina. There's a ton of people. The two-day ticket is $139 face value, so what you have a chance to win here is worth about, $280, give or take. And all you need to do is text the word HANK to 20357. Yeah, this Hank.
Is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Is that right, Gainesville?
By an illegal immigrant. What?
True.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
And an illegal still.
Bad details. Guy's gotta make a living.
I've got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive.
He wrote this before everybody had an AR, clearly.
He's a 2A guy, though, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. All right, so, yeah, that's it. Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, big, big, big time. Text the word Hank, H-A-N-K, Hank, to 20357. Date and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. That's Hank. Text it to 20357, and good luck. Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, somebody who gets her fair share of attention, good and bad, slammed her Republican colleagues for talking about releasing ethics reports related to former Congressman Matt Gaetz, telling them to put it all out there. Yeah. Yeah, she wants it all out there. In a post on X, Greene stated that if her Republican colleagues in the House and Senate were going to release ethics reports and rip apart people from their party that President-elect Donald Trump had selected to be in the cabinet, then they should put it all out there. Interesting. Trump, of course, announced that Gaetz was his pick to serve as Attorney General in the upcoming administration. For my Republican colleagues in the House and Senate, if we're going to release ethics reports and rip apart our own that Trump's appointed, then put it all out there for the American people to see, yes, all the ethics reports and claims, including the one I filed. Greene went on. All your sexual harassment and assault claims that were secretly settled, paying off victims with taxpayer money. The entire Jeffrey Epstein files, tapes, recordings, witness interviews, but not just those. There's more. Epstein wasn't and isn't the only asset. If we're going to dance, let's all dance in the sunlight. Yeah, I'll make sure we do. Very interesting. Wow. So, it sounds like, you know, look, there's going to be some Republicans that don't like Matt Gaetz.
Sure. It's natural.
And so they're like, yeah, get that report out there, you know. Give us more of a reason to not approve him, which is rare. When you're appointed, generally, you're going to pass, generally speaking. And so this would give them a reason to go, well, you know, that report came out and, oh, man, it was really bad. So Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying, let's let the sun shine in on all of those ethics reports, all of witness statements concerning any and all that have served in the House or the Senate.
Whoops.
Yeah, all of a sudden you might see, you know, some of the entrenched ones saying, well, let's not get carried away.
Yeah, it'd be awesome. Can you even imagine the things?
And yeah, she's not afraid to make, she's not afraid to make waves.
Oh, no.
So that would be.
She's not, she ain't scared. She's a tsunami.
Paper shredding truck appears outside DOJ.
That's hilarious.
After the Gates nomination. Hmm. Why would factions in DOJ, they'd be more likely to be against him.
Right.
At least the bad guys would.
But what are they trying to get rid of?
Well, maybe some things that could be damaging to themselves and their witch hunts. Uh-huh. In other words, if this was kind of, made up, basically.
Right.
But the attacks on Gates, let's say, these are made up things like they did the whole Russia thing against Trump. Mm-hmm. Then I guess some in DOJ might be busy destroying any evidence that, you know, their hands touched it. Right?
Yeah.
Who knows? But it was interesting that a paper shredding truck was spotted Tuesday outside the Justice Department.
That's a great meme, if nothing else.
Yeah, it suggests possibly the agency is destroying sensitive paperwork before the Trump administration takes power. Now, so that could be just an in general thing.
Right.
Like,
right.
Bring in the shredder!
Uh-huh.
The information originally came from Oversight Project, and it was posted on X. We've maintained a physical investigative presence by the Justice Department, which is more convenient for cooperating sources. The sighting comes after President-elect Trump nominated Matt Gaetz last week as Attorney General to clean up the bureaucracy. Matt will end weaponized government, protect our borders, dismantle criminal organizations, and restore Americans' badly shattered faith and confidence in the Justice Department. It's just the question is Gaetz the guy to do it? Now, again, I'm going to harken back to giving Trump some extra trust. He knows about the allegations that have been made against Gaetz. Mm-hmm. He also knows what it's like to be the victim of a witch hunt. So, for now, I'm going to respect the president-elect, and because he's been right on so many things before when most people were going against him. He's like, oh, turns out. As it turns out. How many times is that? As it turns out.
Uh-huh.
Of course, you didn't hear that lefty media because they never want to admit it, but they were wrong on a lot.
So many things.
Let's just make it simple.
Yeah.
They're wrong on everything.
Yeah, pretty much.
There's been a lot of talk about
what's going on.
There's a lot at stake.
A lot of damage.
The time has come for you to sound off.
All of these things are happening all at once.
What's bugging you? Bugging you. Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. It's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. If you don't get through right away, please try again. Good morning, Tan. What's bugging you?
I just want to say something about Matt Gaetz. If he summoned these two women and flew them in from out of state, did they bring the 17-year-old girl with them? That's crossing the state lines with a minor. Plus, if she observed him having relations with her 17-year-old friend, she should be brought up on charges for accessory for not calling 911.
I think you're right on both counts there. We'll see. This is interesting to say the least. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is I was listening to America's First News where Gordon Deal was interviewing a gentleman named Pat Barnum, who is an educational columnist for the Wall Street Journal, and that sounds like a kind of a limited role. But they were talking about how Department of Government Efficiency might make recommendations, yet Congress and Senate can shoot them down. I've never really seen politicians cancel programs, so I feel this is going to be a big waste of Elon's and Vivek's time. They'll make recommendations, Congress will say, no can do, bro. So that's bugging me.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go for it and see what kind of maneuvering and how you can, you know. There's more than one way to. Well, you can't even say that anymore.
No, you can't. But remember, too, you've got a president who is not going to be afraid to call them out to the public.
True. So Congress will have to back up what they're doing and saying as well. Let's go to Pam. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Well, I got a couple little things. So I was listening to the news this morning, and they were saying something about the new Florida legislature. You know, everybody got sworn in and everything. But I think that I misheard where they said that they start their session in March. I mean, or is that just the committees? I mean, if you get elected in November and you don't start until March, it's like, okay, that's just a waste of taxpayers' money. But also, where is J.D. Vance? You have not seen J.D. Vance anywhere.
Yeah, he was, gosh, I did see him, and I forget what he was commenting on.
Yeah, he's actually making the rounds right now. He's spending a lot of time doing the behind-the-scenes work and getting little visits to offices saying, hey, you know, we're going to be bringing these guys and gals up for confirmation. He's busy working on that behind the scenes right now.
Oh, okay. And then as far as your other question, yeah, the Florida legislature is a part-time job, basically. It's not in session all the time at all. And not that this matters, but just as a side note, these people are paid like $35,000 a year. So it's not.
They're getting rich.
They're not doing it for the money. No. Let's go to Roy. What's bugging you?
Top of the morning, guys. What's bugging me is the fact that so many people are blaming Trump for Biden getting us into World War III.
Yeah, I don't see. There's no way. I mean, I don't see that nexus there at all. He's going to get us out of it. But again, you know, the lefty media has their, well, they have their agenda, I guess we should say. Let's go to Peasant with a Pitchfork. What's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. I know. I agree with you that people have a right to change their opinion on people, and you know, I know you said that this Gates thing with these women coming out and this report that he had sex with a minor and all this stuff, and you said that bringing up Kavanaugh with that was the worst possible analogy. It wasn't even close. Well, I disagree. I think it's very close. I think it's almost exactly the same thing. It's 5 years later, you got a woman coming out and saying that she saw him having sex with a 17-year-old, and now the 17-year-old is coming out.
Yeah, I guess the difference is one came out of the woodwork 40 years hence. The other one, apparently, this allegedly occurred in 2017. Yeah, there's some parallels there, and I did use that as an example. But I was using it more as an example as, you know, will people lie for a certain return or promise or something? Does everyone have a price? And I think the answer to that is, unfortunately, yes, most. Sherry, what's bugging you?
Let me preface this by saying I have no technology skills whatsoever. But yesterday evening, as a result of a power outage for you guys, my station got all messed up because I never change it. I always leave it on Sky Radio 24/7. But I accidentally hit the AM/FM button.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means. Can you tell me?
Oh, they're two different bands. AM stands for amplitude modulation or whatever. But I guess the important thing is here, you know, AM is the old AM.
Like we grew up
locally,
on.
It'd be like 850, you know, ESPN or whatever.
Yeah.
But we're on the FM band, so you get a better quality sound, honestly, on FM. And, all right, let's go to Sherry. What's up? Oh, no. Donnie, what's bugging you?
Morning, Bob. Hey, I heard you say yesterday that 1.5 million people have been killed in the Ukrainian-Russian war. I was wondering where you got that number.
I got it off. I got it from actually the Sun out of the United Kingdom. Is they printed it when they talked about the story of Ukraine firing the missiles into Russia. I also, there was an op-ed piece I read that used similar numbers. Hopefully that answers your question. Tony, what's bugging you?
Oh, this whole Matt Gaetz thing. I'm so tired of it. In our country, a man is innocent until proven guilty. But also, that's also diverging away from the worst attorney general ever. That's Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland, who not only prosecuted parents for disagreeing with homes, with the outrageousness in the school system, he deprived 1,000 people of their constitutional right on January 6th. He also allowed this horrible mess to happen with our immigration policy, and he's refused to prosecute criminals. Merrick Garland is the one that should be under the focus, not Matt Gaetz.
Now, the good news is Garland's gone no matter what. But, yeah, points well taken. Marty, what's bugging you?
I have, I proudly wave my Trump flag, and I have for years. And I just want to comment that after Helene, that left us so much tree trash and things, I still have a limb. That is it's a huge limb standing upright. We finally got a hold of the electric company because you can't call them. And they came just last week and took it off the fiber optics line.
Gotta get that put back up. Yeah, I could understand that, that bugging you there. 728. We're running out of time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. But coming up at 8:05, Congresswoman Kad Kamek, a lot of questions for her. Stand by, 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Ukraine firing U.S.-made missiles into Russia.
This administration seems to want to make sure they get World War III going.
The news that's trending.
End of January, President-elect Trump comes in and everything will change.
The news that's now.
I'm extremely happy with my cabinet.
The news station.
We have a window of opportunity and we've got to be ready to govern.
Now, more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. When you need to know,
viciously held hostage by Hamas.
The threat we face from China.
Russia alone stands in the way of peace.
You need The Sky.
Just download the Odyssey app.
Everywhere.
That's where I get my news.
News Talk 97.3.
The Sky.
Good morning. Welcome. Thanks for being a part of our morning. We're happy that you make us part of yours. It is 7:35, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It is a happy hump day, Trump day. Top story being U.S. Embassy in Kyiv closed up. They are preparing for possible, and they think very highly likely, attack from Russia and from Putin. So there's, you know, several embassies, in fact, that have been closed up, all kinds of travel warnings, et cetera, et cetera. Many are saying shelter in place if you're anywhere near Kyiv, and many in Ukraine are preparing for this. I got a call earlier on What's Bugging You, so I couldn't really get into it, but the question was where I got numbers for how many have died in this Russia-Ukraine war. I can find information that goes anywhere from 300,000 in totality to over 1 million. Anytime there's war, sometimes the deaths, casualties can be used as propaganda, well, one way or another. Oh, look how many the Russians have lost. Did they really lose that many? I don't know. But I had a couple of sources, and I shared some of the numbers, they think it's about 1 million. And I don't know what to tell you other than that. Does it matter? It's only 900,000, so it's not a big deal. Or it's 1.2 million, so it is a big... I'm not sure what you're looking for in the end. And, you know, you got to do your own research sometimes. I can't do everything for everybody all the time. And if you don't believe the numbers, then you come up with your source and you let me know, hey, here's what I found here. I'm open to that. I'm a truth seeker. All right?
Yes.
It just happens that I'm almost always right, but
details.
Yeah, humility gets in the way occasionally, yes, but don't worry, I'll push that aside when.
What a guy.
When I need to. Oh, yeah, yeah. The top story. Everybody is really very concerned about Ukraine and Russia, and we hope January 20th comes soon. I hope that Trump, I said this yesterday, I hope he's using back channels and communicating and saying, hey, let's simmer down. Let's simmer down. Let cooler heads prevail. Let's work something out. Don't give up on peace yet. We could work something out. The Art of the Deal. The guy wrote the book on it. Inspectors General for the CIA and Office of the Director of National Intelligence are heading for the exit before the new Trump administration takes power. Project on Government Oversight reporting this. The departure of the agency watchdogs represents some of the first officials to remove themselves from the administrative state before President-elect Donald Trump takes office. Trump has vowed to rid federal bureaucracy of rogue and corrupt actors. You know, Inspector General... inspectors is how they use it. Inspectors General for the CIA. Mm-hmm. They're stepping down. Wow. Mm. Yeah, what? It goes along with what I've said, that whole J6 thing, what happened there. This is a corrupt shadow government that's at work, and they were doing anything they could to keep President-elect Trump from being president-elect and president. Yeah. And what else are they involved with? Well, you know, the inspectors general, they're supposed to be oversight. They're supposed to be completely, you know, apolitical and go in there, and it's more like, you know, crunching the numbers and looking at any kind of behavior that would be outside the bounds of the law and or the Constitution, etc. And so your oversight is on the CIA. That would be quite a job to begin with. But for them to say, we're out of here, almost en masse, we're out of here. Trump's coming in and we're getting out of here. What do they know? What do they know? To carry out the reforms that are needed, Trump nominated John Ratcliffe, former director of national intelligence from 2020 to 2021. He's going to leave the CIA. He also nominated Tulsi Gabbard, a former Democrat congresswoman from Ohio, to be director of national intelligence. So, yeah, you've got departures from Inspector General Thomas Mannheim and his counterpart at the CIA, Robin Ashton. Yeah, why would they be? Why would they? Hey, maybe it just happened to be time for retirement. Yeah, right. I don't believe in coincidences.
No.
Mm-hmm. All right. One of the departing inspectors general, and this was at Thomas Mannheim that I mentioned, first took his watchdog role after Trump fired his predecessor, Michael Atkinson, in the spring of 2020. Atkinson had transmitted a whistleblower complaint to Congress that sparked Trump's first impeachment in 2019. Mannheim and his counterpart at the CIA, Robin Ashton, were both nominated by Biden and confirmed by the Senate. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. That the swamp is deep.
Oh, man.
The swamp is thick. The swamp is mucky. Think about that. Think about that in terms of the tasks at hand. I said it yesterday. This is like fighting uphill,
mm-hmm.
and it's worse than that.
But at least this time, Trump knows what he's dealing with. He didn't have support. He didn't have congressional support. He was dealing with people hanging around that were still part of Obama's staff. At least he's got a clearer view this time.
When lawyers are lawyering up,
yeah.
What does that say?
Oh, yeah, they're worried.
Multiple former and current DOJ and FBI officials are considering hiring lawyers, quote, in anticipation of being criminally investigated, unquote, by the incoming Trump administration. Three people with knowledge told NBC News the preemptive initiative underscores a serious belief that President-elect Donald Trump will make good on his promise to purge the federal government of rogue and corrupt actors within the administrative state. Last week, Trump transition advisor Mark Pallotta, he warned DOJ career attorneys that subverting, undermining, or sabotaging Trump's incoming agenda will be cause for termination. Yeah, and he went into some detail about it after that. So, it's on. You think the tide turned? The votes have been counted?
Yeah.
Trump wins big? Are we going to do away with this, you know, this crazy woke stuff?
Maybe.
Most of it, I think we will. And then the whole idea of a sanctuary city. Now, that's one that you would think that these politicians would see the writing on the wall.
Well, it's anti-American, if nothing else.
But here's what it is to the average voter. It's dangerous.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's dangerous. Yes. They're afraid. And they have reasons to be afraid.
Sure.
Lakin Riley serves, unfortunately, as a prime example of that. We don't want, you know, our daughters raped and murdered when all they're doing is jogging on a college campus.
Good day for you, Alan.
And illegal aliens have been a part of this, and it shouldn't be happening. Now, who doesn't agree with that? Apparently, the Los Angeles City Council. They voted unanimously, not one said this is wrong, unanimously Tuesday to become a sanctuary city and to refuse to comply with federal immigration law enforcement as a way of resisting President-elect Donald Trump's anticipated policies. In other words, they are taking a political stand against Trump at the expense of their constituents, literally and directly. We don't care about you or your family's safety nearly as much as we care about politically fighting Donald Trump. Sorry, I guess all those families, all those people that could become victims, there's simply collateral damage into them, a much more important war on Trump. And isn't that grotesque? Really? And here's the thing, the sanctuary city thing. So let's say somebody gets arrested. Turns out they're here illegally. All you have to do is let ICE know, and they come and pick up the individual. That's it. Well, if you're a sanctuary city, guess what you're not doing? You're not alerting ICE, and then eventually just setting the person free. Can you imagine that?
Explain that to your constituents who put you in office.
You know, if I was the king of karma, I might be nasty enough to, you know what I mean? So everyone that they let go that did something that was, what if they turned right around and did something to a loved one of the members of the Los Angeles City Council directly? And be like, now do you understand why what you voted for was so wrong and dangerous?
Perspective, yeah.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. Congresswoman Kat Kamick coming up at 8:05.
Sean Hannity.
Somebody's going to attack me. I'm going to fight, and I'm going to fight to win.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
I like a good combative brawl. If I have to choke you out to protect myself, I'll choke you out.
I'm fighting mad here. On 97.3, The Sky.
Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It is 7:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Top story, U.S. Embassy in Kyiv closed up, shelter in place. They are worried that there's going to be a counterstrike from Vladimir Putin, from the Russians, and warnings have been put out. They're taking that very seriously, as well they should. We'll continue to follow that on a much lighter note. We the people are ready to rock the country with another festival coming to North Central Florida, the Florida Horse Park in Ocala, to be precise, May 9th and 10th. Rock the Country featuring Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, Joe D. Messina. Big time, big shows. The two-day tickets go for about $139 each. So you could win a pair of tickets, but you need to text to win. Text the word HANK, HANK to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets. And that is Hank, HANK. Text Hank to 20357 now. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. And good luck. Oh, there's gangs. They're in America. Oh, there's been gangs in America for a very long time. Oh, but these were imported.
We imported gangs. We got our own. We don't need more.
But here they are, and they make our gangs seem like, you know, well, walking in the park is safe.
Yeah. Good point.
The Department of Homeland Security has warned that the Venezuelan street gang, Tren de Aragua, TDA, is now operating in 16 states and the District of Columbia, according to a report from the New York Post. So this is what we can confirm. It's what we can confirm. They could be doing business in more states, but we know at least 16 states and the District of Columbia. An internal memo sent to DHS officials warned that TDA gang had recently been reported in places such as the nation's capital, Virginia, Montana, and Wyoming. The memo also noted that in places where the Venezuelan immigration population is increasing, there is more potential for violent TDA migrants. Yeah, they're smart enough to know, you know, kind of stay in the periphery, stay in the shadows if you can. But they're gangs. They're up to no good. They're murderous, drug trafficking, all kinds of things. We know a lot about them. And here's the thing, THS, they knew about them.
Sure
they knew about that. Mayorkas knew about it. Look, Mayorkas knew about the fentanyl, and it was killing 70 to 100,000 Americans a year, fentanyl poisoning. They knew where it was coming from, the southern border. Mm-hmm. They turned a blind eye to it because the overall agenda of allowing all these people in with the possibility they could become Democrat voters was just too good to pass up. So the American people became, once again, here's a situation where the collateral damage doesn't really matter. But the collateral damage is the people like you and me, our families, our children, our wives, our sisters, our daughters. Yeah. So, yeah, and this is from DHS, which, by the way, Mayorkas is still overseeing. Wait until the Trump people get in there, and you're going to find out that the world around us is much more dangerous than even they have been telling us. As the population of Venezuelan nationals continues to increase, the potential for violent TDA migrants is highly probable. Yeah, it's, well, why would you do missionary work? Greg, why would you do missionary work?
Well, you're usually trying to go and spread the word, spread your beliefs, and accomplish something, hopefully yeah. good.
Become part of a larger body, part yeah. of the family. Well, that's what gangs do, too. Yeah.
True.
Just they're not trying to
bring any good.
Save your soul.
No.
They want to own your soul, actually. But, yeah, think about it. You go into what you would say, this is fertile territory, people that aren't familiar with the area. Maybe they struggle once the money starts to dry up, getting jobs and sustaining themselves. Here comes the gang, and they're all buddy-buddy with you. They're real nice to you. They give you money. They give you food. They're like, hey, man, you should join our group. We got a nice little group. We look out for ourselves. And so it grows, so it expands, and so it becomes more dangerous for all law-abiding citizens. Innocent victims just waiting for the slaughter. It's sad, but it's true. You're listening to The Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy, on News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Kat Kamick next.
The stories that matter.
The Republican Party now reflects the country.
Every day.
This is a mandate to change the way Washington works.
All day.
Isn't it nice to win? It's nice to win.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Day one promise, mass deportations.
What happened?
Tom Homan, borders are...
What it means.
Get the hell out of the way, because we're coming.
What's next?
Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio.
Mike Waltz, National Security Advisor.
Transition. So smooth.
24/7.
The news station.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.